Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Somebody wrote in, my wife says one of her favorite things is feeding me. She tells me it feels like the same type of joy she gets from feeding animals at the zoo.
It's the husband petting zoo.
This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
I had an interesting afternoon yesterday. We had to take our Doberman Lucy. She's just a sweetheart. She had to go to the vet because she's been peeing in the house, and she doesn't usually do that.
So something's wrong.
So yeah. We're thinking, okay, maybe she has a UTI, some sort of issue like that. So, all right. Well, we're going to call the vet, make an appointment. So I'm on the way home yesterday, and my girlfriend texts me and say, okay, you have a job when you get home.
Okay.
They need a urine sample. And what they can do is they can go in to the bladder at the vet's office and get it. But it'd be easier and cheaper if we bring in a urine sample. And I'm thinking, how am I going to do this? She's a big dog. And, of course, girls squat to pee.
Right.
So
this is
so I'm following Lucy around the backyard yesterday afternoon going, you know, I'm trying to get her to drink extra water, and I'm going like, okay, are you going to go pee-pee? You going to go pee-pee? You know how you talk to dogs.
Right.
And so I'm following her around with a red Solo cup.
And I would imagine when you lunge at her with the cup, she gets shy.
She runs away, or she laid down like she's in trouble or something. I'm going, you're not in trouble. Just please go pee. Come on. And so I'm like chasing, trying to hold the cup under there in case she does pee. And it's like, this is not working. So my girlfriend came home early from work, and we took her to the vet. And then we try to walk around the, you know, the area there where
outside the vet's office.
Yeah, to see if she could go pee there, and she still wouldn't do it. So, okay, well, all right, we'll bring you if you close at 5, we'll try to get a sample and bring it to you so you can test it, you know, before you close.
Sure.
So my girlfriend said, all right, well, the red Solo cup is not working. I'm going to get a soup ladle.
A soup ladle.
A big spoon that's got a long handle on it.
Oh, I know what a soup ladle is.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying that yes. That actually might work better. So she decided to walk her up and down the street. And I hear her at the end of the block going, I got it! So she got like
She's holding a soup ladle full of urine.
Dog pee. And so we had to come back, put it into like a Ziploc bag, and then rush it up to the vet's office. So we're going to get the results today. We may have to take Lucy back in.
I hope she's okay.
She should be all right. I mean, I think, you know, the vet didn't seem that concerned. Like, it was going to be a major thing.
Good.
But a soup ladle did work. The red Solo cup did not.
Well.
I just wish somebody had been there to video this, you know, because I couldn't hold the phone and do it at the same time.
Oh, man, remind me never to have soup or chili at your house.
That's right. Hey, would you like a red Solo cup? I got soft drinks. No, that's okay.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Today we begin the celebration of locals not going downtown for any reason. CMA Fest now through Sunday.
Don't do it. It's happening. Don't forget, and then just go, oh, yeah, I'm just going to stroll downtown. Oh, no.
I forgot this was going on.
And a lot of people that work down there that are not happy.
Oh, yeah.
So the online rage bait streamer that calls himself Chud the Builder is still sitting in jail. He had another bond hearing. He's sitting in there with a $1 million bond after being charged with attempted murder outside the Clarksville courthouse. He also has that trouble with the restaurant he walked out on in Nashville after not paying the bill. The judge is staying firm. It's going to take $1 million to get him out on bail. His followers online are trying to crowdfund his way out, but so far, no $1 million to get him out.
$1 million, that's a lot of money to come up with right away. If you are a Titans fan, if you've been one for years, you probably remember Nate Washington, used to be a wide receiver, retired. Mm-hmm. He has now written a book about his life with the Titans and his life. It's called Football Was My Father. All right, here's the scenario. Very relatable. You go through the drive-thru at McDonald's. The guy is driving the car. He pays for it, hands the bag to his wife in the passenger seat. She eats her fries while they're driving, and most of his fries, too.
By the time they get home, there's almost no fries.
Yeah. What can be done?
So the guy put this out on Reddit. I've thrown it up on the Woody and Jim Facebook page. People have gotten some interesting answers here.
Mm-hmm.
One, I got to just say, like, okay, this guy is a rank amateur because he says it's his ex. So I don't know if it's the ex-girlfriend or ex-wife.
Oh, okay.
But
and that's probably why they're exes.
Yeah. I mean, he needs to realize the age-old rule of, like, if she says she doesn't want fries, you get two fries, one for each of you.
Right.
If she says she wants fries, you get three.
Yeah.
You have to build the extra fries into the process now that you know.
Yeah, it said the one guy says, my ex used to eat both of our fries equally, and then we would get home, and it looked like we were both shorted the same amount of fries, but she just took the same amount out of each bag. So it looked like, oh, they screwed us over. They didn't give us enough fries.
Oh, boy, we're both suffering here.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a victim as well.
my wife and I, she will do that a little bit. She'll grab the fries. And I think the rule is in our car, anything that has fallen out of the little bag mm-hmm. or that little kind of paper cup.
Right. If it goes down to the bottom of the plastic or the paper bag.
Those are free range French fries.
Right.
And they're up for grabs.
The bonus fries.
Now, does that account for the fact that maybe she spills a few extra out of the bag and into the bottom of the bag so she can have more fries? I don't know. It's the honor system.
A woman mentions, my husband used to do this, and I told him to effing stop doing it. I started getting an extra small fry that is considered the car fry. The car fry is fair game. No one's allowed to put ketchup on the car fry. It is a community car fry. And these are the rules that make marriage work. See?
Yeah, see, you got to work it out. You got to come up with a solution. Somebody wrote in, my wife says one of her favorite things is feeding me. She tells me it feels like the same type of joy she gets from feeding animals at the zoo.
It's the husband petting zoo.
I'd be mildly offended, but also glad I was getting fries.
Another suggestion is next time make her drive, and then you can eat all the fries on the way home.
That's right, passenger princess. I mean,
your turn to drive.
That is a thing, passenger princesses uh-huh. who expect somebody else to drive. And it doesn't matter like what the gender is here. There is usually a person that just expects the other person to drive and do some of the work.
True.
And to do the ordering. And
yeah.
It is a lot of responsibility being the driver.
It is.
Occasionally, you know, offer to do that job.
Yes. Another suggestion is whatever you do, don't talk to your wife about it.
Just post it.
It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready to play Gender Wars. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of your life. They can contact them or you can contact them. They won't call you. That would really be time consuming. go to localtreefellers.com. All right. We have Rachel and Norman ready to play our game. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Welcome. Let's get to know you a little bit. Here's a warm-up question. Starting with you, Rachel, tell us a condiment you have an unnatural hatred for.
Relish.
Relish?
Okay. What about you, Norman? What's that condiment you have an unnatural hatred for?
You'd have to be soy.
Soy,
okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. You each have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble, don't know the answer to a question, and you don't think your opponent knows it either, you can use the screw.
All right, here we go. Rachel, multiple choice. Was Tom Clancy a famous golfer, race car driver, or a writer?
He was a writer.
He was a writer.
That's
good
correct.
Good job.
Okay, it's 1-0. Norman, is actor Timothy Chalamet in a relationship with Kylie, Kendall, or Caitlyn Jenner?
Kylie.
That's Kylie right. is right. Good job.
All tied up.
I was really hoping you were going to say Caitlin. Rachel, name one of the two teams in the NBA Finals.
Oh, Lord, I definitely don't know that. Use a screw, I guess.
Screw.
Screw, okay.
All right.
Norma, she hopes you don't know this. Name one of the teams that are in the NBA Finals.
Spurs.
The Spurs. Spurs. And the Knicks.
They worked against you there, Rachel. Norman gets an extra point for that.
All right. Norman, if you get this one right, then you win the game.
Complete Target's longtime slogan, expect more.
Pay less.
Pay less.
That is correct.
Wow, well done.
By a score of 3-1,
woo!
Norman has beaten Rachel.
Rachel, we hope you'll play again real soon. We'll give you another shot again real soon playing Gender Wars. But Norman, you are the winner.
We got tickets for you to go see Air Supply. Congratulations. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Now, Jim, being a card-carrying movie critic, you see all the movies.
I went to go see Masters of the Universe. Actually, I was dreading it. But it was kind of funny.
That's cool.
It made fun of itself. It was like self-aware, realized like, hey, we're being cheesy and we know it.
Yeah.
Kind of Guardians of the Galaxy kind of funny.
That's cool.
I did have fun. I can't say I didn't enjoy it.
All right. Now, if you remember the original He-Man, Masters of the Universe, if you were around for the first time around, you'd probably take a lot of ibuprofen.
Yeah.
<it's> And you make noise when you get up out of chairs.
Get ready to feel really old.
All right, here we go.
So when the original He-Man, Masters of the Universe came out in the early 80s,
yeah,
their audience was 3 to 10 years old.
Okay, yeah.
Boys. With the show debuting in 1983, the average viewer is now 45 to 54 years old.
Wow.
In 2026.
So
you're right, yeah.
So most of them don't have parents to tell them, no, you can't go see this movie.
Exactly. They were being potty trained,
yes,
when they loved He-Man,
uh-huh,
and Masters of the Universe. Now they're trying to refinance their mortgages.
and complaining about gas prices.
Exactly. Wow. Now they're saying, hey, close the door.
Yeah.
We're not air conditioning the whole neighborhood.
Pretty much every community in Tennessee has something in common. We're all desperately trying to keep data centers out of our area.
Oh, I know.
More and more of them are coming up. It's like they were talking about one in McMinnville they're talking about. They're trying to desperately to not make that happen. The one over by the zoo, they're fighting that to make sure they don't build that.
Yeah, well, I mean, between the animals and the neighborhoods around them, yeah. And the noise, the utility rates go up whenever
right.
a data center comes into town. People are paying like, you know, double their,
yes.
their rates.
I guess Coffee County, they're saying that they may build one out there, but they're fighting that as well. Cedar Hill in Robertson County, I guess they've passed a 2-year moratorium on data centers because nobody wants them. They're all in favor of having them. They just don't want them near them. Oh, I mean, half the time
when these things are proposed, like they're, I don't know, I forgot where it was, but just within the last week or two, there was like a town board, you know, that decides all the zoning and everything for a town, and where they had approved without telling anybody a big data center coming into town,
mm-hmm.
and then immediately the people of that town kicked every one of them off the board.
Yeah.
But it's too late.
That's happening all over the country.
They were probably on the take. You know? They were probably like,
oh, yeah,
okay,
they're getting paid off by a billionaire somewhere.
Yeah, we'll usher this thing through with nobody being able to talk about it and give you the green light if, you know, you take good care of us.
A compromise is they should just build them at Elon Musk's house or Mark Zuckerberg's house.
Yeah, right?
Just put them right there. If they're right out your doorstep, you know, maybe you will think twice about it.
They just go out to their yachts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. Like, everything is going to be a data center.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pretty much any part of the earth that is not covered with something is going to be a data center.
And eventually when AI decides to destroy all of humanity, you know, we won't care that much. Feeling good, like I should.
When in the blue, I'll go around the neighborhood. If you see this video, and you don't go, aw, well, then you're just a robot and you have no heart. There's this golden retriever named Kevin, and he has become very popular on Instagram and TikTok because his owner took a video of Kevin the Golden looking out the window as the rain falls down on his beloved Stuffy that's sitting out in the backyard getting rained on.
He left his Stuffy in the rain?
And he's sad. The internet is not well because of this. People commenting, this is going to haunt me the rest of my life. So you're just going to stand there and keep recording, or are you going to go get it? Help that dog get his little stuff, lamb chop Stuffy.
The dog seems to be looking into the camera just pleading, please, go get my Stuffy. And it's like a little lamb chop Stuffy.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's adorable.
As he mournfully looks out the window like Ross after he had broken up with Rachel in the rain.
In pretty much every episode of Friends. Yes.
If you'd like to see this video, it will melt your heart.
Very cool.
You can find it on the Woody and Jim and Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page and at TotallyHitsNashville.com.
We're always being filmed somewhere. People are keeping track of us.
I think everybody knows that now. We just assume we're always being tracked.
And this is an interesting example of, you know, don't get mad, get even. I guess a guy named Sean in the Mississippi rented an Airbnb, and he left a bad review. And also, I guess he broke some of the house rules, had more guests than were expected, you know, furnished. And I guess, owed several hundred dollars more that he refused to pay.
Okay.
So the owner of the Airbnb mailed a photograph from the Ring camera of Sean, the guy who rented the Airbnb, coming into the house at 3 o'clock in the morning with another woman that is not his wife and mailed it to his house.
Oh, snap.
With a little note that said, hey, I love your bag. Where'd you get it? Making it sound like, oh, that was you, right? And it was a different person. So I guess now, you know, they've all lawyered up. So
yeah, I mean, doesn't sound like this guy was the best tenant, but
no.
then the Airbnb guy got a little blackmail.
Get a little vengeful, yeah.
A little threat there.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Another big revelation with the Ozempic shots and drugs just like it. A new big study just found that women taking them were 35% less likely to get breast cancer.
Really?
Yeah, it's not random. I guess when you lose body fat, you have less estrogen, which is one of the things that is common in breast cancer as one of the causes. So it's not like it's a cure or anything, but the numbers are big enough that scientists are paying attention.
That's encouraging. Wow. CMA week, the FBI is warning people of scams that are going to be going on. Look for people, you know, that are trying to sell fake tickets to events. There's artificial intelligence, romance scams, impersonators, people trying to pretend they're country singers and try to get money from you, which is probably not, you know, like, hey, Blake Shelton liked me on Facebook and he wants money.
He wants some gift cards.
Yeah. Maybe it's not him. Yeah, he needs some Target gift cards. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that.
Have you seen the crazy video of the brawl that broke out at a kindergarten graduation in Ohio?
A kindergarten graduation.
All-out brawl. People throwing each other around, throwing them to the ground. Apparently, one family accused of another family of hogging seats and trying to hold them. And they're just folding chairs at a gymnasium.
Yeah, and they're like the parents of five-year-olds.
It escalated into punching, hair pulling, people getting stomped. People had to go to the hospital. I saw one woman who was wearing red and white pajamas from head to toe and giant fuzzy slippers that made her feet look like the bottom of a Highland cow.
So
kicking somebody on the ground.
She was like dressed up to go to Walmart,
with
obviously.
With her big fuzzy slippers.
So the five-year-olds graduating were more mature than the parents. Wow.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.